For those who can't get enough classical music, particularly that of Johann Sebastian Bach, the 26th annual Shenandoah Valley Bach Festival is a week-long Bachanalia. It kicks off at Eastern Mennonite University in Harrisonburg this Sunday. Artistic director Kenneth Nafziger likes to keep the repertoire fresh by pairing Bach with music from other composers, eras, and styles. In the past, he's fused Bach with Cuban, Bach with Russian, Bach with bluegrass. Here's executive director David McCormick.
This year, we're pairing Bach with Bernstein in celebration of Bernstein's 100th anniversary of his birth. And so we're doing an entire concert of Bernstein works, including West Side Story and Chichester Psalms.
That performance is Saturday, June 16th. Two more centerpiece concerts take place Sunday, June 10th, and Friday, June 15th on the EMU campus. During the week, festival musicians will perform free noon chamber music concerts at Asbury United Methodist Church downtown. They're only an hour, so it's a good classical primer for newbies.
It's another cold spell again.
Moving into mid-July, there's the Red Wing Roots Festival in Mount Solon. 40 bands spread over four stages for 3 days of roots music. Americana, honky-tonk, country, alt-country, bluegrass, blues. Towering limestone pillars serve as a backdrop to the two main stages. Headliners this year include Trampled by Turtles, The Steel Wheels, and Josh Ritter. Here's Ritter's song, Homecoming.
The nights are getting colder now, and the air is getting crisp. I first tasted the universe on a night like this. A box of wine, an alibi, and the hunger in her eyes. In the place where the tree of good and evil still resides.
The festival is billed as family-friendly, with tons of free activities for kids and their parents. Organizer Michael Weaver.
You know, for the kids, a slackline course, a giant Jenga, a giant sandbox for the toddlers.
Red Wing Roots is also proudly green. Throwaway plastic beer cups and plastic water bottles have been banned. Water is free on site, but concert goers have to bring or purchase their own non-disposable containers.
We just have hundreds of people each year who email us in comments, who stop us and tell us about how awesome it is that we have that system. And, you know, one of the cool things about it is seeing people's willingness to embrace a positive change.
Red Wing Roots has become so popular that on-site camping is already sold out. Late bookers can either come for the day or camp off-site. Doa Fest, that's short for Shenandoah Fest, is similar to Red Wing, but smaller in scope. It's a 3-day event that takes place in Luray late July on the banks of the Shenandoah River.
You know we have a party hard, but with a party hard, a similar party hard, on the way to the Raven, and them and them come with a Raven.
The music is an eclectic lineup of pop, country, hip-hop, world, reggae, electronica. Like Red Wing, there's yoga in the morning. You can camp out. There's a stage that faces the river, so sunbathers literally splash in the water while a band performs in front of them. But don't expect great cell phone reception around here. Organizer Ivan Carpio.
One of the things we really push is the idea of unplug and connect, and it changes the way people interact. You get to know your neighbor, and you make friends.
The loud music cuts off at midnight. That's when the silent disco begins. Everyone receives a pair of headphones.
We have DJs come in, and they play through headsets. It's an aesthetic that's interesting because people are dancing, but if you don't have the headsets on, they're just kind of moving to nothing. And as soon as you put the headsets on, all of a sudden you're a part of the party.
Finally, the Stanton Music Festival, August 10th, is a week-long tour of traditional and experimental classical that draws musicians to Stanton from all over the world. There's no excuse not to get out and enjoy some music in the Valley this summer. For WMRA News, I'm Jesse Nadler.